Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens. How you doing? This is Samuel Tolley with Trusting the Truth. And today we want to talk a little bit about money. Money's something we all like. Money's something Congress likes a lot. And money, something we all need to get around in this world we live in today. But right now, there's a meltdown going in Congress because this bill that they tried to slide through at the dark of night is imploding. And before I talk about the specific bill, I want to take you back in time. Remember back in 2010, I believe it was, when they were talking about the Obamacare bill, and when Nancy Pelosi was asked about it, or the Affordable Care Act, the official name. When she was asked about it, she says, we have to pass the bill so that we can find out what is in it, away from the fog of controversy. That bill was about 900 pages, 400,000 words. I mean, I believe the Congress makes these bills, these enormous bills, because nobody's going to read it. It reminds me of every time my iPhone upgrades to a new, operating system or anything else we buy with a million pages and all this stuff that they tell you to click and approve. Or if you don't want to use it, then don't approve it. They never give you stuff in simple language in a few words so you can understand it. Recently, Congress passed this National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2025. This thing was 1,813 pages, consisting of 300,000 words. To give you an idea, that's about 40% of the words in the King James Bible. Now, I read my Bible. I still read the King James on occasion. But I don't sit down and try to read half of it at a time. And we're getting these Congress people and these senators that are putting these monstrosities together. And they're just shipping it out there knowing full well, just like Nancy said, we have to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it because she didn't read it back in 2010. And if I doubt if anybody's reading these humongous bills. So here we go again at the end of the year. And they're talking about, well, we need to put this continuing resolution through because they don't know what the word budget means anymore. A bill for the fiscal year. So we don't want the government to shut down. So we need to put this bill through that's going to take care of everything until next year. And then Speaker Johnson, who I think needs to be fired, said, well, it's only going to go through March. And then that'll give President Trump an opportunity to fulfill his agenda going forward. But this bill that's supposed to be from now through March the 31st was 1,537 words long. And they, talk about we got to get it through because we don't want to shut down the government. 1,537 words. What could that be? And they, like I said, they put this stuff through knowing that no one's going to read it. Well, Vivek Ramaswamy said he did. I don't know how he did it. And, Vivek and Elon Musk are going to head up DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, something that we need. Now, it's not an official department. Congress isn't funding them. These people are probably working on their own money, and they got plenty of money. But they're tired of watching the government screw over the American people. And they're going to spend their time and their money trying to make it more efficient, cut out the waste. They're saying right now that we're spending like $6 trillion a year and only bring in $2 trillion a year. So we're already at, what, $38, $39 trillion in deficit? And it just continues to grow and grow. Because no one wants to sit over there and say, we need to cut this, we need to cut that. And they always try to scare seniors. Oh, they're going to cut Social Security. No, they're not. But there's a lot of stuff that can be cut. And a lot of stuff that should be cut. So I want to look at a couple of articles with you. Talking about the nonsense that they're trying to do to us. Let's look at this first one here. hold on a second. Okay, here we have Vivek Ramaswamy, spending bill full of excessive spending, special interest giveaways, and pork barrel politics. Well, let's see what we're talking about here. The spending bill, this is December the 18th. The spending bill negotiated by Speaker Mike Johnson is full of excessive spending, special interests, giveaways, and pork barrel politics. Vivek Ramaswamy, one of the leaders of the Department of Government Efficiency, said following the release of the controversial measure, I wanted to read the full 1,500-plus page bill and speak with key leaders before forming an opinion, Ramaswamy said on Wednesday following the release of the measure on Tuesday evening. Now, let me tell you something. Let me flip this over real quick. Put it like this. I believe that Congress should not make a bill more than 50 pages long, at least 12-point font, and give the American people 1 week to read it and respond. And it should be written in language that the layman can understand. All this nonsense that they're doing with these humongous bills can be cut down. These people only work like 180 days out the year. Half the year. They're making $174,000 a year. And you only work half the year? You can do better. Do more. You know, most people only get 2 weeks vacation. Maybe those that have been around for a while get three or four. But no one, generally, unless they are entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs sometimes don't get any vacation, work only half a year. So why should we have to sit around and wait for some monstrosity to come out at the last minute and then try to scare the hell out of people and say, well, if it doesn't get fixed or accepted, we're going, you know, everything's going to go bad. Well, everything shouldn't go bad. We hire you people, you congressional representatives, you senators, to make sure it don't go bad. So maybe it's time for you people to start doing your job like we have to do ours. And I think it's time for us, the taxpaying citizens, to start doing our jobs by demanding that you guys do yours and quit giving us this crap. So let's go back to what Vivek had to say. Having done that, here's my review. So I guess Vivek was able to read 1,500 pages. Most of us are not able to do that. It's full of excessive spending, special interest giveaways, and pork barrel politics. If Congress wants to get serious about government efficiency, they should vote no, he said. And as of right now, this thing got pulled back because people are catching heat. And people should catch heat because they're getting paid to represent us, not special interests. Keeping the government open until March 14 will cost $380 billion by itself. But the true cost of this ominous continuing resolution is far greater due to new spending. Now, see, this is the problem. These people always talk about, well, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to take care of this, we need to take care of that, or it's going to go bad. And then they add on garbage. $130 billion disaster relief. Okay, we had a couple of those that needed help. $100 billion stimulus for farmers. I understand that the farmers have been getting screwed. And some relief is necessary. $10 billion for the Francis Scott Key Bridge replacement. That's that bridge, I believe, over in Boston area that got ran over by a barge. It needs to be done. $8 billion, he said, explained that the proposal adds at least 65 cents of new spending for every dollar of the continued discretionary spending. Further, he said, this legislation only ends up hurting people. It says it will help. I've seen Congress do that a lot. Debt-fueled spending sprees may feel good today, but it's like showering cocaine on an addict. It's not compassion. It's cruelty. Farmers will see more land sold to foreign buyers when taxes inevitably rise to meet our obligations. Our children will be saddled with crippling debt. Interest payments will be the largest item in our national budget. Isn't that something? The largest payment in our budget is the interest on the money we owe. That's completely ridiculous. It's like saying you have a house and you're just hypothetical. Your mortgage is $2,000 a year, I mean a month. But, so you pay the $2,000 a month and only $100 is going to the principal, whereas $1,900 is going to the interest. Well, the principal is really not getting reduced, so you're going to be paying this $1,900 forever. And the only way it's going to get better is if you spend more money than this $2,000 a month so you can add on, start knocking down some of that principal. Now, I know that those numbers don't coincide, so those of you that want to get technical, please spare me. It's just a hypothetical, rough draft analysis. Congress has known about this deadline since they created it in late September. There's no reason why this couldn't have gone through the standard process instead of being rushed to a vote right before congressmen want to go home for the holidays. The urgency is 100% manufactured and designed to avoid serious public debate. Haven't we been here before? Isn't this where we end up every year? It's the same thing. Yeah, I believe it's by design. And they want to push it. Oh, we got to get this done. We got to get this done. Or the government's going to shut down. Well, the government, some stuff is not going to happen, which probably shouldn't. But it's not going to get shut down. I mean, it's not the end of the world. If it was the end of the world, these people would fix this stuff so we wouldn't have to go here all the time. Or they need to get out of the job and put somebody in that could do it. They don't want to deal with Doge because they don't want to stop spending the money. Ramaswamy concluded that the bill could have been under 20 pages. See that? Blasting the measure for containing dozens of unrelated policy items crammed into a 1,547 pages of this bill. There is no legitimate reason for them to be voted on as a package deal by a lame duck Congress. For those of you who don't understand what that means, lame duck means these people, this majority in the Senate and the structure of the Congress the way it is right now, are out come January of next year. So in order for the new administration, the new Congress to get a foothold on representing the people, the best thing they could have did was the least until the end of the year. And then let the new administration, the new Congress, deal with stuff. But these people want to get their pork in there. Congress, 72 pages worth of pandemic preparedness and response policy. What? Isn't it over? And what does that got to do with getting through the end of the year? Renewal of the much criticized Global Engagement Center. I don't know what that is. A key player in the federal censorship state. I know what a lot of censorship is. 17 different pieces of commerce legislation paving the way for a new football stadium in D.C. What the hell are we doing paying for a football stadium? We don't get to go. I've never seen where the American people get to go to a football game for free. So why are we paying for a stadium? Look at this. A pay raise for congressmen and senators and making them eligible for federal employee health benefits. It's indefensible to ram these measures through at the last second without debate. Let me go back up here again and talk to you. I remember when Obamacare was put through. The executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch of governments were exempt, if my information is correct. But all of us were subject to it. I don't believe, not only do I believe that Congress should not make a bill that's more than 50 pages, and that the American people should have 1 week to review it, 12-point font at the lowest, simple language. And not only should the American people have the ability to review it and respond within a week, I don't think Congress should make any laws in which they are exempt from. No law. Every law they make, they should have to live it, just like everybody else. Also, I understand, and it's not right here, we might read it further down or in the other article I have, that these people wanted to give themselves a 40% pay increase. They make $174,000 a year. Working half a year. And we're talking about raising their salary to $243,600. And they're struggling to get something done at the dark of night in a gigantic monstrosities bill that the American people don't even know what the heck is in it. I say struggling facetiously because they know exactly what they're doing. They've been doing it for years and years, and that's why we're in the shape that we're in now. They want to scare the hell out of the American people. They want to push through their crap, and they want to ram it down our throat and act like we're, you know, they're doing the best for us. Speaker Johnson, you know, he seems like a nice man. I think he likes the president. but he's out of the ballpark. He needs to go. We need a hard fiscal conservative if we were ever going to get out of this crap. We can't keep accepting crap and letting the Democrats and rhinos keep running us in the ground. All right, let's get back. To our article. The former presidential candidate added that he is grateful that DOGE has been such a welcome concept on Capitol Hill. However, he said, action speaks louder than words. This is an early test, he warned. The bill should fail. I agree. The bill is garbage, and so far it has failed. Let's see here. Elon Musk has also blasted the measure. The more I learn, the more obvious it becomes that this spending bill is a crime, Musk said. It even includes funding for the worst illegal censorship operation in the entire government. Why would we do that? We're supposed to be a representative of democracy, a republic, and we're supposed to be transparent. You know, let's see. There is no accountability without transparency. There is no transparency in bills so voluminous that people cannot read them because of the volume of pages. Excessive words along with legalese hides in open sight that which the writers do not want the public to know. Clarity and brevity enlightens, whereas excessive unnecessary words lessen the citizens' ability to provide an informed opinion and his ability to determine if his representative is speaking for him. These people are playing games with us, but the only reason why they can play games with us is because we've allowed them to. On both sides of the aisle, and this has been going on for a long time, but it's time to put an end to it. What I must say here, the more I learn, the more obvious it becomes that this is a spending bill. This spending bill is a crime. We already said that. Okay, let's go down here some more. Make sure your elected representatives know how you feel about this gigantic spending bill. And that's what we need to do. We need to contact our Congress. People say, oh, heck no. That's why I say the bill should be small, concise, easy to read, and give the public time to contact their representative. Now, these folks don't want that. They don't want to have to hear all that crap. They don't want to have to pick up them phones. They don't want them phones blasting off the hook. But that's their job. And they should. Look at that. Give him a call and tell him about how you feel about giving Congress a $75,000 a year raise with his dismal 13% approval rating. 70, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for folks that can't get the job done right. Hell, if anything, they should get a pay cut. Senator Rick Scott, we got the 1,500-page, not-so-clean CR late last night. There's no way anyone is reading this whole thing that quickly. It's longer than the average bill, for goodness sake. This is the same trick, tire trick, Washington uses repeatedly to force reckless spending and wasteful. That's right. That's what I said. You know. Musk again, how can this be called a continuing resolution if it includes a 40% pay increase for Congress? These people are out of control, and it takes you and I to bring them together. This is ridiculous. Wall Street, there are two provisions buried in the CR that Congress is trying to slip by. A pay increase for members of Congress from $174,000 to $243,000 per year. Also, members of Congress are receiving an opt-out from their required to use Obamacare. I guess Congress was required to use it. Maybe I was wrong on that. But I think they should be required to deal with everything we have to deal with. Let's see what we got here. Why is this? I don't know what this is like that. Word is the CR. Anyway, screw that. This bill right now has been stopped for now. For now, that bill has been stopped. I got another article I want to go into regarding this woke nonsense. Hold on a second. Let me get you out of here. The American people, through DOGE, were able to stop the first iteration of this monstrosity because enough information got out to the people, and those that were trying to slide it through, the Republicans, the Democrats were all for it. They could say, Republicans did this. We didn't do it. They did. And who's going to turn down a raise? Anyway, it's been stopped. We have to keep the pressure on. We have to keep these people focused on the task at hand. And they need to be focused on the fact that the president, who will be inaugurated on January 20th, won the election decisively. He won the Electoral College. He won the popular vote. This is a man that had four or five or six, hell, I don't even know how many suits against him, lawsuits and criminal. Just today, if you haven't heard, they just stripped old Fannie Willis and her whole department of its ability to prosecute and persecute Donald Trump and the other people they tried to put on a RICO trial. That case is probably dead as a door knuckle, because I don't know if another district attorney's office is even going to try to pick that thing up, because they'd have to start from scratch. You know, they disqualified Fannie, who was sleeping with the prosecutor that she assigned to the case, who was going on trips with this fellow, Wade, I believe his name is, who I understand received almost $1 million in fees, who had never prosecuted a RICO trial prior to this one, although she claimed that they were no longer in an intimate relationship. But all that stuff, you know, I think was just like with Bragg in New York and Letitia James and all these other cases. I think they were all designed to try to stop Trump from gaining the White House again. I mean, this man has been prosecuted throughout the country. This man was social media companies had banned him. This man they tried to ruin financially. They're still trying to ruin financially in some areas. Letitia James and Merchant, those folks, they're not backing off. This man, they tried to kill him twice. He was shot in the head, you know, right in the ear, almost, you know, just if he, his head would have turned just slightly, he'd be a dead man. And he continued to fight. Like I said, fight, fight, fight. And throughout his first term as president, you know, they ran the Russia hoax on him. They ran the Stormy thing on him. They ran everything. The FBI had wiretapped him before he even got in office. And then they set up scams to try to impeach or set up people of his administration to get persecuted like General Flynn. Through all this, he didn't even keep a dime of the salary. 4 years. He donated every penny of it. Catch all that hell. People talk about how he was enriching himself being president because of his position. In fact, he lost money while he was in the White House. He stepped away from his businesses. He could have been making a whole lot more money. But they did all this to this man because they tried to destroy him because he was trying to work for us. And now that he went through 4 years of learning what was going on with the swamp, and then I believe the 2020 election was stolen from him, and he went through 4 years of going through all that hell and finding out who is and who isn't his friend. The last thing they wanted was for him to come back in office. And I think it was by the gift and grace of God that in spite of everything they threw at him, he prevailed. Now, many of these folks are in trouble. And many of these folks are scared. So like George Stephanopoulos and ABC just lost they just settled for $15 million and $1 million in legal fees behind Stephanopoulos calling Trump a rapist. He's going to sue a newspaper in Iowa. And there may be others because they said all kind of crap about him that's just blatantly false. I mean, constantly, even after things have been proven over and over again, they kept regurgitating it. One thing about the man, he's always been a fighter and he hasn't slowed down from fighting. But his main fight is for the American people. I got this other article to show you that many of these people, the swamp, the folks in the white, in government, they haven't learned a thing from the election. That the American people were sick of stupid stuff. And it's going to take prying these people away from power. It's going to take forcing these people to, I don't want to use the word submit or accept reality. Look at this article. Spending bill. We're talking about the same one that's been rejected so far. Spending bill includes woke language. Criminal offenders become justice-involved individual. I already said that they got way too many pages, way too many words. If anything, we need brevity. We don't need more crap. And we definitely don't need woke crap. Look at this. December the 19th. The new spending bill from House Speaker Mike Johnson, who I think needs to go. He seems like a very nice guy, but maybe nice guys, nice guys win last or whatever. I'm not looking for a nice guy. I'm looking for somebody who can get the job done. President Trump, he's not presidential. Well, Obama appeared presidential, but he was crap. I'm not looking for presidential. I'm not looking for a nice guy. I'm not looking for image. I'm looking for results. That's what I want. I don't need no Hollywood caricature or no, somebody that's acting like they're supposed to be this, that, and the other. I need the real deal. I've always appreciated real people. Even if they told me crap I didn't like. But I would rather somebody tell me, Sam, I think you're an idiot, and they mean it, instead of smile on my face and say I like you, and then behind my back, call me an idiot. Okay. The new spending bill from House Speaker Mike Johnson not only funds programs antithetical to Republican causes, but also contains woke language that redefines long-established words like criminal and homeless. Flagged by Nancy Mace, on Wednesday, the new bill contains head-scratching phrases by replacing criminal with justice-involved individual, or homeless to individuals experiencing homelessness, per Nancy Mace. What is this nonsense? Okay, Section 102, page 947. Page 947 redefines homeless individuals as individuals experiencing homelessness. Page 947 also homeless children to children experiencing homelessness. Page 958, out of school youth to opportunity youth. Out of school to opportunity youth. You'd have to learn a whole new meaning of phrases. 958 redefines low-skilled adults to adults with foundational skills needs. You know, it sounds like somebody's getting paid by the word here. You know, these bureaucrats that's writing this crap up. Because, you know, these Congress people aren't writing this junk. These people, they're not writing this junk. They're hiring folks to write this nonsense. Page 1398. Redefines for criminal offenders in criminal institutions and for institutionalized individuals to justice involved individuals in correctional institutions for other institutional individuals. How about just saying criminals in jail? How about that? Where's blah, 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 are criminals in jail? Or criminals in prison? Simple, easy. Everybody understands it.
Okay, we already read that. We already read that.
Mm-hmm. There are 553 pages related to healthcare policy and has nothing to do with keeping the government open. These should be standalone bills. Hold on a second here. Let me get myself back up here. 553 pages regarding health care. This is not a health care bill. What the hell is that? What are these 553 pages for? See, this is the kind of stuff that makes the American people not trust government. Because government is not representing the American people in these cases. You can't, even if you had a bill that was 553 pages, which I think is too long, I can think anything over 50 pages is too long. Why would you push this mess at the last minute, try to get people a day or two to sign it and move it on to the Senate? Well, the American people have no opportunity to know what the hell is going on. But in this case, we got 1,537, not 550, 1,537 pages. One bill about one thing, no more than 50 pages, 12-point font. Give the American people a week to read it and respond. Simple language. That shouldn't be hard to do. That shouldn't be. I mean, it's 50 at the most. But they don't want simple. They want complex. They want us to think that they are so smart and so intricate and so involved and so on top of things that it takes all this stuff to get things done. And that is way beyond our comprehension. It's way beyond our ability to even think about it. Is obviously way beyond our capacity to be able to read in a day or so. It's not like we don't have to go to work to pay taxes to give them that $174,000 a year salary that they say that they need a 40% increase. These people are screwing us with a square pole with no grease. I mean, I can't describe it any better. And it hurts. And I'm sick of it. And I think the average American person would be sick of it too if they understood that they're getting screwed unnecessarily. Many folks just go along because they, well, what can I do? Well, you can call your representative and say, I had enough of this crap. You're shoveling down crap. You know, if we live through this nonsense, it's going to destroy our kids' future. Is that what we want? I don't think so. Let's continue this crap. As Breitbart News reported, the government funding bill also includes a one-year extension of the State Department Global Engagement Center, an agency that funds organizations that censor conservative media, including Breitbart. Now, why would I want that? Why would I want to fund agencies that's going to inhibit my ability to get information or disseminate information to those that don't know the information that needs to get out there? The provision extending funding for the program is on page 139 of the 1,537-page continuing resolution, which was unveiled Tuesday night just hours before the House will vote for the short-term spending bill. You see this? You see how they do this? They give you this gigantic bill, and then they tell folks, okay, you got a couple of hours, then vote on it. Knowing full well that nobody's going to be able to read that crap. Hell, these people are off half a year. They should write bills and then give them a few months to read the thing and let the American people read them during those few months while they're off sitting on their butt or in their yachts or flying around doing whatever the heck they're doing anyway. They said that this stuff came up in September. They could have been dealing with this stuff in September. Hell, if they even gave us from September to December, we could have read the 1,500 pages, which I don't think that we should have to endure. They're the ones that's working for the $174,000 a year. They need to earn it, and they need to condense bills and give it to the American people in amounts that are easy to digest. Hell, they're making the money. We're paying them to do the job. The Washington Examiner's Gable Kaminsky posted on Twitter that the bill includes, okay, I already did that. The agency, me and Matt Tabby reported, has funded speech suppression efforts and is being sued by the Federalist and the Daily Wire. Appearing on the Alex Marlowe Show Wednesday, Senator Josh Hawley said that the continuing resolution spending bill spearheaded by Speaker Johnson was delayed from being voted on by design so that Congress could rush it through at the last minute before the Friday deadline to fund the government, giving nobody time to properly vet what is in it. That, boy, that is garbage there. By law, Congress is supposed to pass a budget in September. They didn't pass no budget. They're supposed to do it in 10 separate budget bills so that we can debate them, read them, pass them, and they haven't done any of that. They obviously blew right through that September deadline. Then they get to the end of the year, and it's a huge pileup. And they are counting on the fact that there's no time left. that nobody will have time to read this. That's what they want. Wow. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's what they want. That's what they want. Don't do what you're paid to do. Cram it up to the last minute, then shove a bunch of bovine excrement together, package it up, put it in a nice bow, shove it in front of the representative and say, you need to sign this thing so we can all go home and say Merry Christmas. And the American people have to eat the gift that Congress prepares for them every year. Well, it's time to put an end to this nonsense. It's time to put an end to it. Let us see here. Let's continue with this madness. It says to you, Breitbart News, the United States State Department is pretending to offer grants for proponents of free speech while disqualifying anyone who disagrees with their woke agenda. Wow, look at this crap. Jesus was trans. No, he wouldn't. Oh, what is this? I'm not trying to get into that. I'll just keep on. They were banking on that. They don't want us to read and find what they've jammed into this thing. That's why they're now trying to rush a vote tonight. Democrats have been doing this for decades, but the fact that Republicans are doing it is just disgusting. Yeah, because many of these so-called Republicans are nothing but Republicans in name only. They want to get voted in, so they all use the label, but they're just as leftist as these other jokers. Hawley concluded that the bill would be hugely harmful to Trump because what's going to happen is they're going to spend all this money on Democrat priorities and other garbage. Okay. We need real leadership in the House of Representatives. We need real, strong, fiscal, conservative, compassionate, understanding legislators. We need to get rid of the rhinos. We need to get rid of the weak people. We need to have people with vision that can see ahead and understand the damage that is going on in this country. This kind of nonsense needs to stop. They should have had all their budgetary bills done, just like Senator Hawley said. That is the job of the Congress. These folks are so busy trying to get reelected every 2 years that their main focus is on that, trying to appease people instead of doing what's best for the people. We need people in power that are going to do what's best for the people, even if it costs them their seat. Matter of fact, no one should go to Washington with the idea that I need to stay here forever. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes we've had, people that stay there forever. And it's amazing how someone can make $174,000 a year, excuse me, and in 20 years come out a multimillionaire. But that's conversation for another day. Right now, we need the people in power to hold the line. We need the American people to stand up and say, we're not taking this crap anymore. We need you people to represent us properly. We don't want these gigantic bills anymore for anything. Make more bills. Do your job. Stay in office more than half a year. Don't present anything more than a 50-page, 12-point font bill that the American people have 5 days to review and respond to Congress with. Represent us. Don't sit over there and shove crap down our throat. or stick square poles up our rear end. Treat us like the human beings that you treat us like every time you want us to vote for you. Do your job or go home and let somebody else do it. This is Sam Tolley, and I'm out.